I began my marketing career working for the Atlanta Braves, where I learned there's nothing quite like winning to boost ticket sales, no matter how many cool bobblehead promotions you can create. Before eventually joining Chick-fil-A, where I helped lead the sports marketing and beverage marketing departments, I worked in marketing with Callaway Gardens and Lakelinger Island Resorts. When I left Chick-fil-A to join North Point Ministries, I went from one thriving organization to another. In 2018, Chick-fil-A generated more than $10 billion in sales, marking 51 consecutive years of same-store sales growth. With more than 2,300 locations in 46 states, I would say Chick-fil-A knows a thing or two about growth. North Point Ministries has been called the largest church in America by Outreach Magazine. Each week, more than 30,000 people attend a North Point campus in the Atlanta area. Each month, sermons and leadership messages are accessed more than 1 million times through their websites. All that said, you could argue that Chick-fil-A and North Point are at the top of their fields. And I've been blessed to work for and learn from both. As a result, one of the questions I've often asked is, what is the biggest difference between working at Chick-fil-A and North Point Ministries? That's an easy answer. The biggest difference is, as a pastor, I'm now open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A is not. But the better question to ask, I believe, is what are the similarities between the two? And I've discovered that thriving organizations have a lot more in common, even if what they do is drastically different. And one of the similarities is how they have grown their respective organizations. What causes a business to grow? All of this leads to our two questions that will follow us throughout the rest of the book. And here they are. And these are the two questions that I think are the key to unlocking growth, unlocking positive word-of-mouth advertising. Question number one, what do we want to be known for? What do we want to be known for? And question number two, what are we known for? What are we known for? What do we want to be known for is our vision. It's our big idea. It's our niche, our foothold in the marketplace. It's what Steve Jobs said is our dent in the universe. This first question is the one the organization answers. This first question is the one that the business or the church or the nonprofit answers. Here lies the purpose, the vision, and the why behind why we exist. What we are known for, the second question, is the customer's experience of our vision. It's their reflection of whether they are experiencing the purpose and vision of the organization. The first question is what we say. The second question is what customers say. And within these two questions is the secret to growth. And here's why. When the answers to these two questions match, growth happens. It's that simple. It's that hard. When what you want to be known for is actually what you are known for, customers become a sales force for free by telling others about you. When you have a compelling vision, when you have a compelling product and purpose, and customers experience that, they gladly become a source of positive word-of-mouth advertising. On the other hand, one of the reasons sales decline in a business is that the answers to those two questions, they don't match. And when there's a gap...